Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Kim Stonehouse, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Kim.
Thanks for having me.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its weekly crop report Thursday for the period from July 8th to 14th. What were the highlights over the past week?
Well, I guess the highlight was that some areas that hadn't received rainfall in a while got some well-needed rainfall, and that will be a benefit to most crops, but some will have come too late to benefit some of the crops.
What are the moisture conditions at this point, and how has that evolved, especially over the past week, and just how variable are these conditions?
The conditions range throughout the province considerably. Cropland topsoil moisture is currently at 60% adequate, 32% short, and 8% very short. Hayland topsoil moisture for the province is reported at 45% adequate, 40% short, and 15% very short. And pasture topsoil moisture averages 43% adequate, 37% short, and 20% very short.
How is crop development progressing? How has that moisture or lack of moisture impacted that development? And how would that compare with a typical year?
So most crops are at the normal stages of development for this time of year. 71% of the fall cereals are at normal stages of development, with 27% estimated to be ahead of normal. 75% of cereals are at normal stages of development, while 17% are estimated to be ahead. 73% of oil seeds are at normal stages of development, while 12% are ahead and 15% are actually behind normal stages of development. 79% of pulse crops are at normal stages of development, while 18% are ahead of the normal stages this time of year. And 65% of perennial forages and 72% of annual forages are at normal stages of development for this time of year.
What have we seen so far in terms of weather-related crop damage, and what have been the key factors there and where?
Well, producers in the southwest, of course, and some in the northwest are reporting moderate to severe crop damage due to lack of moisture. Minor to moderate crop damage due to dry conditions, heat, and wind is being reported in many other areas as well. Additional crop damage for this past week is mainly due to gophers and grasshoppers.
Are we seeing any indications of diseases at this point out in the fields?
Yeah, in some areas there is definitely some disease showing up, and fungicides are being applied to suppress these diseases, as well as in some areas proactively being applied to reduce the disease development.
What will be happening in the fields over the next week or so?
Over the coming weeks, producers will be busy, of course, finishing up their fungicide spraying and haying operations and starting to get equipment ready for harvest.
And is there anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I'd just like to remind everyone to keep safety top of mind while working on any farm operations.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Bruce.
Our guest has been Kim Stonehouse, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.